First, can you tell me about what your strategies have been to make sure that issues important to lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgendered people are part of the platform this July?
Right. Well, one of the things that we've done very effectively, I think, is to make sure that we respond in a timely fashion as a Democratic Party to the attacks on gays and lesbians by the Bush administration. Our chairman, Terry McAuliffe, has been a very, very vocal opponent of the federal marriage amendment from the very beginning. He issued a statement in July of 2003 against the federal marriage amendment, the first Democratic Party chairman to do so, and said and called it exactly what it is, which is attacks on families. And, you know, in that same statement, indicated that the Democratic Party, in its platform, believes that all families, including gay and lesbian families, deserve respect and equal protection under the law. So, to that effect, we reach out and try to bring into the campaign and to the party gay and lesbian voters and bisexual and transgender voters as well. And one of the ways in which we did that was during gay pride season, which is really the best way to reach the GLBT community. We instituted a program called the Pride at the Polls program, which was a grassroots internet organizing program where we recruited volunteers to 1,300 of them to help us staff tables and march in parades at 86 gay pride events in 22 states, including all the battleground states. And that was sort of our introduction to the members of the community that we've not yet had the opportunity to talk with and invite to be a part of the campaign.
And how do you make sure that it's not just about the marriage amendment, that issues that affect people's daily lives beyond that, which is the hot issue right now, get addressed in the Democratic platform?
Right. I mean, you know, I think nobody doubts the severity of the HIV/AIDS epidemic, for example, which is now a disease that's not just affecting gay and lesbian people, it is actually affecting people of color at disparate rates. So that issue was a very important part or plank of the platform, making sure that there is a dedicated commitment to full funding for HIV/AIDS prevention and treatment programs. That's just one of the many issues. Healthcare. You know, I don't think GLBT voters are not single issue voters. I think we're Democrats because we care about social justice. We care about small business owners. We care about middle class. We care about ensuring opportunity for minority groups that have been traditionally underrepresented in our society. So I think as Democrats, we make sure that all of those issues are a core part of a platform, including gay and lesbian voters.
And in terms of going back to the marriage amendment for a moment, the Marriage Protection Act that just passed was actually speaking to Democrats in a sense, like Senator Kerry, who said that this is a state's issue, and the act says that, you know, federal courts are barred from considering the constitutionality of the Defense of Marriage Act. So how does Senator Kerry respond to that when he said that he personally disagrees with gay marriage and yet, you know, gives it to the states as their issue to decide?
Right. I think that the Marriage Protection Act is the ultimate infringement upon civil rights. And the Marriage Protection Act is counter to Senator Kerry's position in the sense that Senator Kerry believes that there should be a free and open and vigorous debate about marriage. And the Marriage Protection Act would restrict the ability of the judicial system to intervene or be a part of that debate. Court stripping is a very, very dangerous thing, and I believe that it is inconsistent with Senator Kerry's position because it takes away the power of the judiciary in states to interpret their state constitutions, and that is that is inconsistent with leaving the debate, open to the states. It's consistent. It's inconsistent with a proper and fair balance of the legislative and judiciary branches, and is not the appropriate way to quote unquote deal with this issue. States, and the American public are having a debate about this. Any attempt to cut off that debate is inconsistent with the values of our democracy, and I think Senator Kerry would agree.
And just to wrap up, in terms of the Democrats' appeal to a wide range of Americans to swing voters to Democrats who may be socially conservative on GLBT issues, how well do you think the DNC is doing on reaching out both to GLBT people and, you know, also reaching mainstream America, whether they're compromising any kind of commitment to gay rights?
You know, I think President Bush did not learn the lessons from his father's defeat in 1992. In 1992 at the RNC convention, Pat Buchanan got up and blamed all the world's problems on quote-unquote homosexuals and abortion doctors and feminists, and in the process alienated millions of moderate swing and independent voters. And now President George W. Bush has done exactly the same thing with this federal marriage amendment. He has become the chief advocate for it. He is not, just because it was defeated in the Senate, he's going to make sure that it is brought up again. He's going to make sure that this issue, this issue and the politics of division are the mainstay of his campaign, because he can't talk about the accomplishments of his administration. He can't talk about the success of small business owners and jobs in the middle class sector. He can't talk about those things. So instead he tries to divide America on an issue that is working itself, you know, through the process that people at the dinner tables are talking about. I think that the Democratic Party stands for things like hospital visitation for same-sex couples. It stands for domestic partner health benefits for same-sex couples. It stands for gay adoption. You know, it stands for all of these meat and potato issues that I think a lot of straight voters, if they, many of them think we already have those rights. When it's explained to them that we don't, there's this very visceral reaction that there's something wrong with that. And I think moderate and swing and independent voters get that. They get that. They get the real inequality and the injustice of it. They also are turned off by a party and a president who appears to be obsessed with this issue. And I think ultimately there are a lot of folks who are really concerned about the war in Iraq. They're really concerned about the widening gap, the widest gap since the Great Depression, between the rich and the poor. Those are the issues that most voters, including swing, independent, and moderate voters, are concerned about. And I think the Bush administration's overemphasis and overfocus on marriage and civil unions and these issues is really turning a lot of people off and is making them rethink who they want to be the next president of the United States.